Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's Hell in a Cell 2018 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis, this is the other one, Luke Owen, and welcome to Wrestle Ramble. Well, we're going to dive straight into it. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, who are the champions, the tag team champions of Raw, versus Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
Crikey, we are diving right into this,
aren't we? Straight into this. We've got no time.
I mean, I was going to ask, are you looking forward to being past the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view? Only because, not only can we look forward to Super Showdown, but also we can then start, you know, not being worried about videos being demonetized because they have Hell in the title.
Yeah, so we noticed this when Team Hell No came back earlier this year. If you put Hell in the title or in the video description or in the tags of a YouTube video, YouTube will go, that doesn't sound very advertiser-friendly. So they will demonetize that video.
Yes.
So that's why everything's HIAC.
Because then we can pay our mortgages.
Yeah. Plus, like, you know, I'm looking forward to getting past it. So that means We're just a little bit closer to Greatest in Your House. Saudi Arabian shows are the best.
And Super Showdown. And Evolution.
So Dolph and Drew, who are the champions over on Raw at the moment, versus, I mean, usually you would say The Shield, but as they pointed out in a technicality to Baron Corbin on this week's Raw, nah, we're just Seth and Dean. So yes, this is... Dolph and Drew have only just really won the championships a couple of weeks ago, and Seth and Dean have only just reformed following SummerSlam. I'll let you go first.
Well, I mean, I'm going to stick with Dolph and McIntyre only because, as you pointed out there, they've just won the belts. And while I do see why you could, there's the appeal of putting the belts onto the Shield because then they have all the gold because they'll have the IC belt, the Universal Championship, and the Tag Team Championships, I can kind of see WWE being like, well, we do love the Shield. And that is the sort of thing we would like to do. I think it might be a bit too soon to take the belts off Ziggler and McIntyre.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I do like that idea of the Shield getting the tag belts, though. Just because then you can transition the Shield's characters into more of a more mob-like mentality. Like, we're babyfaces, but we're also tweeners, and we're going to keep the titles because the titles are the most important thing. Maybe even institute a Freebird rule where Roman can be the tag team champion too.
Yeah. I just on that point, are they tweeners? I mean, I know I've missed a couple of weeks, but the last 2 weeks that I have seen, they have very much been babyfaces. Mm. Like, I don't... Maybe it is just me. But yeah, in the last 2 weeks, I've seen nothing but, like, we are the good guys and you lot are the bad guys.
Yes, they've definitely, like, hammered that down. The night after SummerSlam in Toronto, it was a lot more optimistic for a tweener role because Roman essentially, not cheated, but, you know, had very cynical tactics to stop Braun fairly cashing in by reforming the Shield. But ever since then, you're right, Braun has gone into a very definite heel mode.
He is a baddie. These are the goodies.
Yeah, but I would like to see them be very protective over the titles and hoard the titles.
Yeah.
And have that, like, just a dominating run. It does. I mean, why not? It's not like Raw's got much else going on.
I mean,
these feuds.
The B team were tag team champions quite recently, so it's not like these belts really mean anything at the moment. And actually putting it on established stars might be a good thing. But I'm sticking with Ziggs and Max. I think that they're going to be the ones to retain.
I'm going to go for Rollins and Ambrose.
Whoa! I think a two-week title run for Ziggs and Max.
You cannot rule out Vince's love of Roman having all the belts in his faction. So you're going D&D. And I, why aren't they called that?
D&D.
Why aren't
Perfect.
They called D&D?
Because they're not nerds, I guess.
And I'm
they're
gay.
Not, they're not R-D. Like me and Laurie.
No. Next up, we've got Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship, a match that arguably should be inside the Hell in a Cell structure.
But we
because
know
it is a blood feud.
But we know this feud is continuing because they have been announced for Super Showdown as well. So I went first last time, so let's see what you have to say.
Well, there's speculation of a double turn here from Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Radio Live.
That's not reporting, that's speculation.
Yes, that
it's
because,
a possibility,
because Becky Lynch is so over as a badass face, and Charlotte is, you know, over as also a badass face, I would argue, but... they're much more naturally suited to Becky being a face, Charlotte being a heel. But I don't think that's going to happen because their long-term plans for Charlotte are to be a face, to represent the concept of women
yep.
at Evolution, potentially go on to face Ronda Rousey. Although, yep. you know, a Charlotte heel against a babyface Rousey is a lot more dramatically engaging than a face versus face there.
Yeah, but it's not good for media, though, is it? Mm. You want them both being like, what awesome representations we have of women. Arms around each other. You can't do the hug at the end. You can't do the hug at the start.
This is going to be good. Woo. So I'm going to say Charlotte retains.
Someone made an amazing comment yesterday that really made me laugh about mm-hmm. your weird dream you had about Charlotte and buying crisps.
Yeah.
And it said, were you buying Woo's just a sore flavour?
Nice.
Which is good.
She held my hand in my dream. Nothing kinky, just we went and bought crisps.
I'm also going for Charlotte.
Yeah.
And it's weird as well because, yeah, I do think that Charlotte is retaining here because I think you want to try and like stretch this out a little bit. And I do think that they want... Charlotte to be the embodiment of women on the SmackDown brand as a babyface to lead into WrestleMania and past Evolution. But really, like, for the storyline purposes, you almost want Becky to win here because Becky's whole thing is like, you screwed me out of winning the belt. And if Charlotte just wins here, then Becky doesn't really have much of a claim to make anymore.
Yes, I totally agree. I think Becky should win for her character, for the storyline. But yeah, it's whether WWE want that to happen, and I don't think they do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy...
I mean, in all fairness, Becky could win, and then Charlotte can win it back at Evolution.
Yeah, yeah, because they've got all these rematches announced. Yeah. Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton, which is inside Hell in a Cell, largely just because Jeff is going to do something crazy inside it.
He's never done one before, and so he wants to do one now, I guess, before he takes a bit of time off.
Which is bonkers. You would think, of course, Hardy has done all the dangerous stipulation matches around.
Well, I'd have thought he'd have done one by accident at this yeah. point. That he skipped Sheffield did one.
Especially against Randy Orton. If you said to me, have Jeff and Randy ever had a Hell in a Cell match? I have no idea. I can't remember. But I'm going to say definitely yes.
Yeah, probably in 2009, yeah. I'd say yes.
This is a match that's happening. And it is not really deserving. Although the build has been good. I love that angle with Randy getting his thumb inside Jeff's earlobe piercing. Yeah, but it's not on the level of some other blood feuds on SmackDown.
No.
But I am going to go for an Orton victory here because he's recently turned heel. He's come back. He's on this tear, supposedly, of taking out... I don't really know what his motivation is anymore, actually. And Jeff is injured. This might be a nice way to write him out.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Jeff just for the sake of being different, but I wonder if Jeff's going to do something big and spectacular... And then Orton moves out of the way and he capitalizes on an RKO from out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say an Orton win as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ronda, we're doing this in the Wikipedia order, which, you know, I don't think Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan versus The Miz and Maryse is going to main event this pay-per-view, but that's what Wikipedia have got down. Is it in the order that matches were announced?
Could very well be. Yeah. Well, no, because that was the last match announced, number three there. And that's...
Oh, yeah, good point. But that was always like, we always knew a tag team title match was going to happen. Just not who against, so maybe they filled it in.
Maybe.
Right, so Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss.
For the Raw Women's Championship.
The rematch.
Yeah, Ronda's winning.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not taking the belt off her at this point. I think Ronda's retaining the belt up until Mania at this point.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I guess the question is, how? How are they going to do this match? It was a very short bout at SummerSlam.
Did I see there was a report that it's going to go like twice as long as their last match at SummerSlam?
Well, that would only be 2 minutes.
Oh, was it a short match?
Yeah, it was a squash.
Oh, right. Crikey.
Yeah, it was Bliss stalling on the outside. As soon as she gets in, hip toss, armbar, tap.
God, that must have been really disappointing for you watching then when we... that was what our predictions came down to.
Yeah. So we're both going for Ronda.
Yeah, I'm going to say Ronda wins. I think she's just going to win decisively again. Maybe not in a squash match this time, because now Ronda's got the rib injury, so Alexa can work that over. I'd like to see Alexa do the armbar spot and get that in. And I think that Ronda's going to retain. And then, I mean, I've said this multiple times now, but maybe this time it will happen. She'll face Natalya at the next pay-per-view. Oh, no, she won't, because it's Nikki Bella, isn't it? Yeah, what an idiot I am. Of course, going to do the six-man at... Super Showdown.
Yes, yes. So that's the next. That leaked card should have much stock put into
Absolutely
it, really, because it's, you know, there's no sources have come out saying this was me. But it says Ronda versus Nikki Bella for the Raw title,
which has been rumored for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But Meltzer's reported it.
Yeah, and it's funny that our website's editor and our magazine editor. Made the point of just like, I mean, I could print out a piece of paper with a load of match listers on and the logo and say, like, that's the running order.
We should do that. That sounds like a good idea for content.
Because I'll be honest with you, at one point, reading through that lineup, it's like the person who perhaps made it up ran out of names.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, who else can I do? Ivory!
Yeah.
Who else can I do? Kelly!
There's 12 matches on that supposed card, so I really hope it's not real just for that.
Because that's like WrestleMania length.
Unless they stay true to the Diva, give Divas a chance.
And they're all really short matches.
All 90 seconds with roll-ups.
And everyone's gone to the toilet.
Yeah, and the Bellas do a switch trading places spot.
Yep.
Roman
magic.
You know what? Let's do the main event. Let's divert from the Wikipedia order here. New Day versus Rusev Day for... the Day Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'll go first on this one. New Day to retain, and I'm thinking this is where they'll do the Rusev and Aiden English split. I would love to see them together as a trio, but I don't know, man. There's almost too much of Aiden English sacrificing himself Rusev to get to this point. And, like, you know, he was the one that got them through the round, and then he took the bro kick. So yeah, it just almost makes sense that he's the one. But also, like,
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't make
sense. You're right, it doesn't.
Why would he not want to become the tag team champions? But you're right, from wrestling and how these narratives usually unfold, of course you would sacrifice championship gold.
Well, no, I think that that Aiden English is the one that takes the pin, and that's what makes Rusev snap. And
right.
Like, you always let me down. But, I mean, that also doesn't make sense, because really Rusev is the one that should turn babyface, because he's massively over as a babyface.
He's just got a big, lovely smile.
Yes.
A big, lovely smile.
Handsome Rusev.
The Bulgarian George Clooney. That's good booking.
It's not good booking, but yeah.
No, well, if Aiden... So I thought it was Aiden turning on Rusev during the match.
Mm.
Like, ha-ha, it was all a ruse. I hate you, really.
That is bad.
That's bad. But I think your way is much better.
Oh, thank you very much.
Which is much more likely. So Aiden gets pinned in a match that gets a good 15 minutes.
It won't, but yeah.
It's on the pre-show, probably.
Yeah. That's the other point as well. We are recording this on Thursday, so there is every chance that something can get announced for Friday and we'll have missed it. And I'm guessing it will be that mixed tag team match. Because nothing's been announced for the pre-show yet. What's Jonathan Coachman going to talk about on his panel?
Poor Coachman.
Poor Coachman. Good pre-show, Coachman.
Only 8 matches. Imagine if it stayed that way.
What if this pay-per-view is only 3 hours long? What if it's under 3 hours long?
Don't get my hopes up. Oof. So you're going with a New Day victory.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree. They only won the belts at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Off. No, not even SummerSlam. The two days after, from the Bludgeon Brothers. And the New Day are such an overact, and they're so merchandise drawing and ticket drawing that I think... And the right thing to do, to be honest, not just a WWE mentality, is to keep the belts on them, give them a lengthy reign, and, you know, have Rusev Day go up against them, have The Bar go up against them, have rekindle that Usos rivalry.
Gallanderson, you keep forgetting them. The Colognes, they came back, didn't they?
Yeah, so like SmackDown's tag division is so good. They could be the linchpins.
Yeah, and a six-man feud you can do between the New Day and Sanity, not a repackaged Sanity, but almost like that refresh that the Authors of Pain have had in the last few weeks.
It's all right, man.
It could happen.
Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. A mixed tag team match.
Yeah.
That people have just gotten behind when really this should never be happening. I know it's been a well-told story largely, and the go-home angle was fun. You know, but I've got no interest in seeing Brie Bella and Maryse tag with these two guys. Daniel Bryan should be in the mix for the championship. He should be having...
He'll get there eventually. That's what Super Showdown's for.
It's been 6 months since he came back.
He had that feud with Big Cass.
Exactly.
And then, what did he do after that?
Well, it was a long feud with Big Cass, and now he's now in a long feud with The Miz.
Didn't he have one in between?
I don't think so.
No.
The Miz won the first round. I think Daniel Bryan is going to pin Maryse. He's gonna hit a wizard knee to Maryse's face.
Shining wizard in the face. I think that Miz and Maryse are going to win here. I think in terms of, if you are like elongating this story out in terms of Super Showdown, where you're gonna do a number one contendership thing, I think that Miz should win and still keep lording it over, and then do the like, why should I give you another match? So I think that Miz and Maryse should get the win here.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it should come with some form of injury to Brie Bella. Not like obviously a storyline injury, not wishing ill on anyone. But then the Miz can take out Brie, Maryse can take out Brie. Something happens to Brie, maybe it's an accident from Bryan, like we talked about on the SmackDown go-home.
No, it'll be something with Maryse, because I think they're going to do Maryse and Brie Bella at Evolution.
Oh, great.
With either of, you know, with their respective husbands at ringside.
I just want to see Daniel Bryan kind of go into that Johnny Gargano descent where, oh my God, what have I become? I hate The Miz so much that I've put my wife in danger. That isn't really the story they've been telling, though. It's not like Bryan is going to these deep, dark things. It's just two guys that hate each other. I'm not into this feud.
I'm really not at the moment.
Well done, WWE. This was one of the most organic storylines that you had all that context built towards. We were talking about the New Japan feuds in the G1 recently for the Ramble Club podcast. Okada and Tanahashi, Omega Ibushi, and then Tanahashi Ibushi for those last three matches of the tournament. And those are matches with some with a decade of context going into them. And you have something similar here with Brian and The Miz. But rather than make something real and exciting about it, you've made it too pro wrestling and added in their respective wives.
Yeah. So you're also going with Miz and Maurice.
I sure am.
Cool.
AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. Maybe something else that should be in a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a blood feud.
But we know that this is continuing as well to Super Showdown. And I've someone pointed out yesterday, and I do agree, I should stop saying SmackDown 1000 as well, because although that is announced by the building, that doesn't mean it's going to happen on the show because the card's subject to change. That could
right.
very well
could be a dark match.
Could be a dark match. It could be anything, to be honest. It's the same way like they've announced Roman versus Braun for like December shows, you know, for Raw tapings and things like that. So I shouldn't really say SmackDown 1000. That's my mistake. But we do know that this is happening again at Super Showdown, and I think that AJ is going to retain here. I just feel like they're going with a really lengthy run for Styles. You've got to this point, you know, you're nearly at 1 year with the belt.
I read a stat that AJ has spent 56% of his time in WWE as the WWE champion.
He's had quite a good run in WWE as old AJ Styles, hasn't he? He's done better than most.
Well, yes. And that first run with the Dean Ambrose and the I Love the Ellsworth stuff, capping it off with the John Cena Royal Rumble match, loved it. Which was 2017, 2016, can't remember. But then, like, AJ hasn't, like, he had that Kevin Owens feud that was, that, you know, the titles accidentally changed hands there. They just, yeah. Something didn't click between
the
those
Shane
two
McMahon
guys.
Shane McMahon feud.
The Shane McMahon stuff, which ended in a good match, but it was like, And then you had, like, he brought it back with the Balor match, but that was a Hail Mary. And the Brock Lesnar match. But then, like, you know, his title reign so far is with Nakamura and now Joe.
He's never been the main event.
Yeah, it's a bit lackluster, and it's a shame. I mean, AJ's the cover star for 2K19, right? So I imagine they'd keep the belt on him, which is a shame. AJ lost the first match via DQ. Because Joe baited him in at SummerSlam. I really want to see Joe with the title, but I don't think it's going to happen here.
No,
so
I
AJ
think,
too.
I think I'm going to go with AJ. I don't know where you would go with the AJ Joe feud after this, to be honest. Maybe he can read a different book.
Yeah, yeah. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman as likely the main event inside Hell in a Cell for the Universal Championship with Mick Foley as the special guest referee. Yeah. And this is also Strowman's Money in the Bank cash-in.
It is indeed.
Lots of stuff there.
Lots of stats to build up into this. What do you think?
Roman's winning.
Yeah, I think Roman's retaining as well. I think that. But I almost feel like they might even do the thing of that Roman wins, then you have Baron Corbin come down and be like, oh, actually, that wasn't Strowman's cash-in. He still has the Money in the Bank, and he can cash it in now. And then I still think Roman's going to win. I think Roman's going on a very lengthy run here as champion. I was talking about this as my like bold prediction at the moment for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. My bold prediction for WrestleMania at the moment is that The Rock is going to be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble and win, and then it will be Rock and Roman at WrestleMania, where Roman can win, and that will be the new coronation. That's your new golden carrots coronation.
Great. Or Shawn Michaels.
Or Shawn Michaels, it could be. But I think that Roman is winning here, and I think we're going on a lengthy run for Roman. We're using Braun here to get Roman over, and you've then got Mick Foley, who can also endorse Roman Reigns as the next one in the line.
The Sports Illustrated had a report in their Extra Mustard column from Justin Barrasso.
Which it could be quite hit and miss at times. In all
I would say largely miss.
Yes.
Given the track record. Mm-hmm. But they did say, Mick, there's talk Mick Foley's in great shape. There's talk of him taking a significant bump from Braun Strowman.
Oh, dearie me, poor old Mick.
It's not happened.
I mean, it's not. Yeah.
He's not been medically cleared to take anything since 2011. They were going to do that Dean Ambrose feud, and they were like, no. Yeah. Because concussions.
Yeah.
It's not even a hip thing anymore.
Yeah,
but then again, Vince McMahon took a headbutt, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows? So yeah, I think it's going to be a Roman win. I really don't know how Mick's going to factor into this.
I think
he'll give Braun the mandible claw, or at least Mr. Socko, and that will lead into a spear, because that kind of protects Braun then. That's sort of like, then it took two men to beat him. So yeah, I can almost see him doing that.
Yeah, I wonder how the cage is going to be a part of this.
Oh, I forgot this is inside Hell in a Cell, isn't it? Yeah, I forgot about that. That's why Mick's here, of course. I don't know. They maybe Roman will spear Braun through the cage. Mm. Like, you know, they'll part the cage a little bit.
Yeah, running power slam through the top of the cage. That's what I'd do if I was 2K19.
This was on SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. That's exactly what I would do.
And I'd set up a table up there as well. Yeah. And off a ladder.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're both going for Roman there.
Yeah, which means we've only gone differently on one match, if I remember correctly. That is... The tag match.
Yeah, I've gone for a Shield win, and you've gone for D&D. D&D security for Braun.
D&D security, nice.
Well, I hope Hell in a Cell is good. I think it's going to be a decent pay-per-view.
I think it'll be a good show. Yeah, like, yeah. A lot of times with WWE pay-per-views, like, the build never seems that great, but then the matches themselves, because the guys they've got, the guys and girls they've got in the ring, are actually always that not bad. Yeah. From what I've heard, SummerSlam was a really good show.
Yeah, it was a SummerSlam. Like, it was an above average show for SummerSlam. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think this will be a decent show.
But it's like occasionally, I think this might be a sleeper hit where WWE just let, because it's like that B pay-per-view, it's kind of been lost in the shuffle, so maybe the wrestlers have a bit more control on their matches, I don't know.
Well, I don't think any of the matches will end up in the top 10 of the year, but I do think there'll be matches that will come out again like, oh, that was really good, that.
I don't know, you got Charlotte, Becky, Jeff and Orton inside the cage could do
Charlotte
something.
Becky's only the first one, though, isn't it? Like, you'd think that they're final. Maybe.
Dolph and Drew versus Rollins and Ambrose.
I mean, that will be good, yeah.
Reigns versus Strowman is going to have something spectacular in it.
Yeah.
The New Day versus Rusev Day.
That's what I mean. The guys.
Styles versus Joe.
As I said, the guys and girls on the card are all excellent and are, you know, have the ability to pull out a match that could get into the top 10 of the year. But I'm just hedging my bets and saying that I don't imagine anything will get into the top 10 of the year. But it will be a very good show.
Top 10 WWE. Let's just clarify.
Let's clarify, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.